This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Is it possible to stand while dreaming?
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty depraved. It touches everything I am all the time. So I would say, for me, yeah. I can think things and dream things that, for my own heart and mind, that are not good. I've had dreams where I've actually wrestled with issues in the dreams between right and wrong. I've actually had those dreams. I've woken up and going, wait a minute, I had this debate with myself about what to do in my sleep, in a dream. I've had that a few times. So yeah, I think so.
Number 5.
Judges 1:19. I'm just not understanding the last part. The chariots of iron, I'm just not really understanding that part.
The enemy of the Jews had iron weapons, iron chariots. They're drawn by horses, and they were very formidable. And because of their advanced technology, the Jews could not drive them out. But it says there, the Lord was with Judah. Now, you know, the Lord's with him. Well, wait a minute. Why couldn't they drive out the iron chariots? Just because the Lord's with you doesn't mean everything you do is going to work out the way you want it to do. He says the Lord was with them. And then they were not able to drive out the chariots. Could God have wiped them out? Of course he could have. But it's not saying that because God was with them, therefore they will always win. He could be with them, and then through their lack of faith or lack of trust in God, then they could not do what God wanted them to do.
Number 4.
What roles did Jesus and the Holy Spirit play in the Old Testament?
One of the things that he did was to create, to use the means by which all things are created. He is the one who was in the Garden of Adam and Eve, who instituted the gospel message at the first time there. The physical appearances of God in a humanish form are the pre-incarnate Christ, etc. The Holy Spirit is found in Genesis 1:1-3, in that the Spirit of God hovered over. And also in Job 33:4, the Holy Spirit made me. And I forgot the verse. David says, do not take your Holy Spirit from me.
Number 3.
And I need a definition of what a just Christian is.
To say that someone is just is to say that they are righteous according to the law. And so all Christians are just. And the reason is because we're justified. To be just is also to be justified. If you are justified, you are then just. So justified is a legal declaration of righteousness that is obtained by faith. We maintain that a man is justified by faith, apart from the works of the law, Romans 3:28. And the one who does not work but believes in him who justifies ungodly, his faith is credited as righteousness. That's Romans 4:5. Philippians 3:9 says we have a righteousness that's not our own, a righteousness that comes from God. So the righteousness, the justice, being in a state of justice, justification, being just, all basically the same thing, and it's by faith and only by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's done.
Number 2.
I spent some time before the show going through some of the hate mail. And I thought I'd read some of them. Hi, Jesus says, don't even think that I have come to do away with the law. So that means you folks who believe Paul instead of Jesus, that makes all of you antichrist. Wow. You know, there's a question about that. Did Paul and Jesus teach the same thing? And the answer is yes. Now here's another question. Is Paul just as inspired as Jesus? And the answer is yes, because Jesus is God in flesh, and Paul and Peter and John and Matthew, etc., were all inspired by God, and so it's all an equal level of inspiration and truth. Paul and Jesus don't contradict each other. Somebody writes and says, saying Mormons, please realize that Karm is not trying to attack you. When I say things like Mormons, please understand I'm not trying to attack you. The faith that they teach is wrong, okay? And it is. And then saying my religion is false and that it cannot save anyone is absolutely an attack. Well, it's an attack on the religion, yeah. He goes, I'm a Christian, I'm Mormon, and if I argued against you face to face about the validity of my religion, I would wipe the floor with you. Well, that'd be good. Oh, thou child of hell, I'll see you while you weep at God's feet at judgment day begging for forgiveness, and I'll say, I told you so. Wow. That's a Mormon saying that. Man, if you are even remotely intelligent and can spare some of your measly, pathetic, inherently and obviously wasted time to email me back, I will be grateful. Sincerely, your unadmirer. So, I'm sorry. It's killing me.
Goodbye, goodbye. It's time to go.
Saying goodbye, why is it sad? Makes us remember the good times we've had.
Y'all come back now, here.
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.